Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is clear tonight with mild temperatures. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant evening for a stroll, while Jerusalem enjoys a cool, refreshing breeze. In Haifa, the night sky is clear, offering a beautiful view of the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, an escalation in southern Lebanon as Hezbollah shifts tactics, aiming to disrupt IDF achievements and negotiations, reported by Walla earlier this hour. Also, the IDF has dealt a severe blow to Hamas, eliminating a terror cell before it could attack, according to Mariv earlier this hour. Also this hour, CBS News reveals that Iran's impact on U.S. military facilities in the Middle East is greater than previously reported, as shared by Israel Hayom just recently. Separately, Hezbollah has violated the ceasefire with Israel again by launching projectiles at the north, reports the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. And finally, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has revealed he was treated for early-stage prostate cancer, a diagnosis he hid during the conflict with Iran, according to the foreword from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Former Israeli ambassador Danny Danon emphasized in an interview with CNN that Israel will take all necessary measures to protect its citizens, posting earlier today. I24News_EN reported that the IDF confirmed the participation of Hazem Rami Ali Aidi in the October 7 massacre, as shared earlier today. Analyst Joe Truesman noted that Maher Tantawi, killed by the IDF, was connected to Hamas's internal security, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in southern Lebanon, Walla reports that Hezbollah is openly challenging IDF successes as negotiations between Jerusalem and Beirut continue. This shift in strategy marks an increase in tensions and could complicate diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to the IDF's recent action against Hamas, Mariv highlights that a key figure involved in past attacks was among those eliminated. Military sources indicate this operation targeted individuals planning imminent threats, underlining ongoing security challenges. Meanwhile, CBS News and Israel Hayom reveal that Iran's recent activities have caused more damage to U.S. military facilities than initially disclosed. The report underscores rising tensions in the region and the potential for further conflict involving regional and international players. Hezbollah's latest ceasefire violation, reported by the Jerusalem Post, saw projectiles launched into northern Israel. The IDF has labeled this a significant breach, raising concerns over stability in the area and the durability of the current ceasefire agreement. Finally, the Forward reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu has disclosed his prostate cancer treatment, which he kept private during the Iran conflict. This revelation adds a personal dimension to the ongoing political narrative in Israel and may influence public perception of his leadership. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports a remarkable surge in an oil ETF, climbing by 1,000% amid the conflict with Iran. This highlights shifting investor attention and the unpredictable nature of wartime markets. Separately, CTech shares that Intel's positive forecast has driven a rise in shares as CEO Lip Bhutan emphasizes the importance of AI processors. This development marks a significant shift for Intel, with implications for the tech industry globally and in Israel. And finally, Globes reports that Lyft has acquired Getz London taxi hailing operations, concluding Getz international activities outside Israel. This move reflects strategic shifts in the competitive ride-hailing market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.